Coming up next is The Dark Side with Madam Ravencroft on 98.5 CKWR.
Community radio with a powerful sound. We are 98.5 CKWR, the mighty dynamo.
The following is a production of 98.5 CKWR.
Warning, the following program may include songs containing strong coarse language, sexual references, or religious critique. Listener discretion is highly advised.
There's a mysterious style of music some know about, many do not. Languishing in nightclubs and underground radio for over 35 years. Born out of the nest of punk during the mid-70s. Firmly taking root during the dawn of the 1980s. Described by those who grew up with it as deeply haunting and mystical. This unique musical genre has been lovingly supported and adored by many of its followers over the decades. It still thrives and exists today. Now, it makes its crossover onto terrestrial mainstream radio. For tonight, you will be brought into the world of the Goths, and the music that helped shape and define who they are. I am the presence known as the Darkmere, and I welcome you to slip into the dark side with the Gothic Vampire Empress of the Night, Madam Ravencroft. So sit back and relax, for in a moment you'll be translocated into this magical musical experience in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the dark side. Step boldly into the spectral mansion. Now, here is the Gothic Vampire Empress of Waterloo Region herself, Madam Ravencroft.
Morning, everyone. Oh, wait, we are still in the dead of night. Get it? Dead of night. Welcome back to the dark side here on Waterloo Region's Real Community Radio Station, 98.5 CKWR. I'm the haunting vampirous mistress of these dark southwestern Ontario skies, the Gothic Empress, Madam Ravencroft. I'm pleased to meet you, my loyal gravelings and gothlings. How you doing? I'm doing great. Been catching up on things.
Without me?
Eva, we are not joined at the hip, just as superheroes are when they're on duty. Well, superheroes who volunteer when on duty saving the world, they live private lives when incognito. Hence the term private lives, with private in flashing neon. Thus, I live in a private life away from Gothopolis Cemetery. When the dark mirror vibrates into our plane of reality, I am summoned. I respond. When the dark mirror's zone is away, the Gothic Vampire Mistress gets to play, which means catching up on my video collection.
Which I've been doing.
Whatever you do, Eva, don't delete my She-Hulk Attorney at Law video collection. If I go into my streaming box and I find you blanked all my episodes, you will see me Hulk out. I still want to get that Blu-ray series, if it ever comes out on home video. So, pause up the green lady, else the madam will go manic. Seriously, no touchy-touchy, else you get a major ouchie-ouchie.
I didn't delete them. I rather like that series, thank you. I've already seen the entire show 3 times already.
Well, it must be nice to have all that free time on your hands.
I'm a fae. Free time is all I have. Who's going to hire me? Disney.
Yeah, they'll put you in a little green leotard-like sequin suit, slap the name Tinkerbell on you, and milk you for more profits.
Want to see a fairy toss her cookies? I'm not wearing humanoid swimwear. Besides, how will I wear it?
I was joking, Disco Ball. If you even think of doing some upchucking, turn around and not projectile vomit on me, okay? Let's get back to the show and what artists are slated to appear on The Dark Side.
Stop looking at me like that. I'm not Tinkerbell. By the way, as a member of the Fae, I like to address a grievance about humans projecting us as humanoid. Yes, we can image the human form to make you all not so excessively panicky, but our true form is bioinsectoid.
I know that. Mortals might not know that. Then again, the Fae keep themselves super secret, being isolationists and all. Can you blame mortals? So chill out. Don't get all buggy over it.
Not funny. I'm not a bug.
Trust me, there's a lot of reasons why they prefer you look like them, especially since they obsess over angels and devils so much as part of their morality structure. Angels are good and pure, devils are wicked and evil in their minds. So mortals put you in the category of good. So don't make waves and give them the impression you're anything but looking humanesque and good. Now, let's get our thoughts back onto what is on tonight.
Tonight's playlist brings us The Cure, Dead Can Dance, Echo and the Bunny Men, Missing Persons, South of No North, Metric, Laurie Yates, Kate Bush and Berlin to list a few.
Tonight we have another music-centric show for you all, which reminds me, how do you like my dualistic approach to radio? As I said on the first show, that I would be tweaking things. I've been switching between two radio presentation formats, the standard model, like what is the template for this evening's show, and an experimental model, which is what I call theater of the mind concept, that today's radio is going into in order to keep fresh, innovative, and inventive, in order to keep a level of consistent entertainment value level throughout the entire show. Which do you prefer that the dark side stick with? I value your input and your impression, for it is you, the listeners, that I serve and produce radio content for. Do you prefer the standard model, or the theater of the mind model, or do you wish both model formats stay put and that I simply do what I have been doing by swapping them around every now and then, or to have special periods throughout the year round, like on holidays where I intro new theater of the mind episodes? Let me know. Email me at madamravencroft@gmail.com and tell me what you prefer. I know radio hosts don't ask the audience questions, but it is you who are especially important people to me that I wish to hear from, because you are all important to me. I want to make the best darn show I can within my power to put on for you, as I keep things unique and fresh from time to time. Talk to me, Gravelings and Godlings. What do you want to see for the dark side? So with that, Eva and I shall see you after our first set, so lay back, get some munchies, and listen to 2 hours of the very best from the world of goth and other cross-related music has to offer here on 98.5 CKWR. Check you out later, my delicious brethren.
Stands through the living room. time their hearts became intertwined. Two souls connected to the same vine. A love that was dark and divine.
Deeply adored Gravelings and Gothlings. I haven't forgotten about you, Gothlings. You're listening to Waterloo Region's community-centric radio station, 98.5 CKWR. the home of Canadian mainstream radio's only gothic-centric radio program, The Dark Side, with me, the mistress of the Ebony Night, Madame Ravencroft, as its hostess. Starting out strong right out of the gate, we had Triple Play Canadian Mini Marathon hearing from Vancouver, British Columbia's goth rock dark wave band Manticore Kiss with Intertwined from their 2021 EP of the same name. In the middle of our first set list of the evening, we had Toronto's own post-punk, art-punk, new wave lead singer Emily Haynes and Metric with All Yours from the 2010 The Twilight Saga Eclipse soundtrack. And starting the evening, we heard an ultra-rare piece from the legendary Canadian band The Spoons with Sandy Horn taking the solo spotlight with the haunting Sundown off the Listen to the City soundtrack. Horn has done one other unique song for the Listen to the City soundtrack, Take Me Walking, which is classified as a companion piece to Sundown. Just as Peter Schilling's Major Tom is a companion piece to David Bowie's Space Odyssey, so too is Sundown and Take Me Walking perceived as companion pieces to each other. Expect Take Me Walk to also show up here on the Dark Side in time and become a staple. They need to be presented more often, at least I feel so. I remember when they filmed this movie in Toronto at the time near the convention center during the late autumn back in 1983. That was a fun time, but boy was it chilly out. Let me tell you, the Vampire Empress shook her tushy off. I've always wanted to be Sandy Horn. I just never got the chance as soundstage security crew kept fans away. Maybe one day I could not only meet her and the band, but get to interview them for The Dark Side. I'd like to specifically discuss Sandy's time filming Listen to the City and the backstory to those two mysterious Darker Spoon songs. If songs had the equivalent of having a red-headed child stigma attached to them, these two songs would fit that bill. Another Ravencroft story about The Spoons. The band has played several KW gigs over the years, but every time I've tried to see them live, I was either sick, in hospital, or the tickets were sold out. So I learned to resign myself to dealing with the fact that I'll likely never see The Spoons perform live in my lifetime. Thus, I've dealt with the reality that some things are just not meant to be. However, I really do hope Sandy does more solo music pieces for the band in the years to come. She's very underused in foreground vocals. I know she's done her own solo ventures, but rarely has she been fronted to sing as the lead singer. Anyways, enough about the madam. Eva, who are slated to appear in the second tri-set, please?
Up next, we have The Mission, The Cure, and Laurie Yates.
And with that, let's fly to our next set. Eva and I shall see you all on the other side.
The Gothic Empress of Waterloo Region can be reached directly by email at Madame Ravencroft. All one word, e at the end of madam, at gmail.com. Her internet home can be found on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Madame Ravencroft.
This is The Dark Side with Madame Ravencroft on 98.5 CKWR.
Appreciating our community, and thanking them for supporting us for nearly half a century, this is 98.5 CKWR.
The best music 24/7.
Thank you. the best for me.
This is the Mighty Dynamo, 98.5 CKWR, Canada's first community radio station. This is the Dark Side, and I'm its haunting vampire empress of goth, Madame Ravencroft. I'm not the queen of goth, for that's Susie Sue. I'm not the king of goth, as that is Peter Murphy. I'm not even the prince of goth, as that is reserved for Robert Smith. I'm not even a vampire princess, as that is me, yous alone. Those into anime will know exactly what I mean by that last one. I am the Gothic Vampire Empress of Waterloo Region, and this is my domain. Well, much of Canada is, if only by acclamation. We just heard at the top of the second set Oshawa, Ontario's Laurie Yates with Fred Mullen and Stan Musner with Black Rose off the 1996 Forever Night soundtrack. Sliding into the second slot was Crawley, England's goth rock, post-punk, dark wave legend Robert Smith and The Cure, fretting if Spider-Man is going to have him for supper with their 1989 mega-hit Lullaby from the Disintegration album. Finishing up, we had Leeds, England goth rock, post-punk musical artist Wayne Hussey and bassist Craig Adams, The Mission, with their hit Wasteland off their freshman 1986 album God's Own Medicine. What's queued up, Eva, in the third tri-set of the evening as we near the end of the first hour?
Coming out of the mist, Lady Ravencroft, we have Serenia, Lady Tron, and Deliverance.
Excellent, my ethereal fae companion. So let's not dilly-dally. Press play and let's get back to the groove as we delve deeper into the cloak of the inkiness of the night which envelops us. See you later, my waned gothic visitors, and to the curious who have found their way into the spectral mansion found directly at the heart and center of Gothopolis Cemetery. This is the Mighty Dynamo, 98.5 CKWR, the Tri-Cities Real Community Radio.
The Gothic Empress of Waterloo Region can be reached directly by email at Madame Ravencroft. All one word, e at the end of madam, at gmail.com. Her internet home can be found on Facebook at www.facebook.com/madamravencroft.
This is The Dark Side with Madame Ravencroft on 98.5 CKWR.
CKWR, the nation's premier gothic music station.
You're listening to 98.5 CKWR, Waterloo Region's adult alternative.
Dad. thing you touch, you don't feel. Do not know what you steal. Shakes your head, takes your gun, walks you out of the sun. What you touch, you don't feel. Do not know what you steal. Destroy everything you touch today. Please destroy me this way. Everything you touch.
Best community radio station, 98.5 CKWR, 80s, 90s, now. And you are listening right now to The Dark Side, and I'm its gothic hostess, Madame Ravencroft.
That's her.
I think I made that quite clear, Eva. I hope you're all really enjoying yourselves, as I am, everyone.
I'm enjoying myself.
Yes, you too, Eva. I see you emitting your ethereal light as you bounce to the music near the window. All I need is a large Videotron of scrolling lyrics, and you can bounce from word to word to visually indicate the rhythm of a song as our Gravelings and Gothlings sing.
Funny.
Well, you look like you could substitute for a bouncing musical ball. Anyways, we are cramped for time as the top of the hour is impending upon us. We started the final set of Hour 1 with Stavanger, Norway's goth metal band, Sirenia, and The Other Side from their 2007 album, Nine Destinies and a Downfall. Then we had a visit from Liverpool, England's electro-clash, electro-pop, synth-pop lead singer, Helen Marnie and Ladytron, with Destroy Everything You Touch from the 2005 Witching Hour album. Then, ending that set and the hour with Monterrey, Mexico's goth rock band, Deliverance, and the 2020 song Tears and Rain from their EP of the same name. Well, time to swing to break, as bills must be paid and we need a breather. Well, I do. Eva, I'm not too sure.
I take breaks. I take my sustenance from plants, the sun, and the moon. I sleep during the afternoon, or whenever the impulse strikes me.
Does it strike you now?
Not particularly. I will sleep when the dark moon plane shifts when dawn arrives and vibrates back to its own realm.
Which that celestial phase will soon arrive on this plane of reality. Eva and I shall see you Gravelings and Goblins at the start of the second and final hour. If you've been craving a bathroom break, or want to make a dash for munchies and wobbly pops, now is the time to do that, as I run to the scullery to load up on Doritos and Cherry Pepsi. See you all in the next hour, after the commercial break.
The Gothic Empress of Waterloo Region can be reached directly by email at Madam Ravencroft, all one word, e@madam@gmail.com. Her internet home can be found on Facebook at www.facebook.com/MadamRavencroft. This is 98.5 CKWR. Real Community Radio.